This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Tomorrow, we'll get the jobs report for September. And one of the numbers we like to watch is the labor force participation rate. That is, how many of the people in this country are working or looking for a job. In the early days of the pandemic, a lot of parents left the workforce, especially working mothers. Schools and daycare centers shut down. No one knew how safe kids were from COVID. And if folks had to stay home, unemployment insurance was there to help. At least for a while. Most of those parents are now back at work, but fewer women than men. There are 250,000 more men in the labor force now than before the pandemic, but nearly 500,000 fewer women. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Returning to wage-earning work for many women starts with finding stable, affordable care for their kids. Cindy's Center for Young Learners is a home-based childcare center in Indianapolis. It's got capacity for 16 kids, and it's been at capacity for a while.
I am doing my best to expand to get a larger footprint.
Founder Cynthia Randolph Vaughn says demand is higher than she's ever seen. She stopped advertising because she just gets inundated.
We're definitely maxed out. We have spots that are paid for attendance next June and July.
Meanwhile, Randolph Vaughn struggles to hire new staff, and she pays around $20 an hour, well above the industry average of 13 and change. Nationwide, the childcare industry is still far from recovery, says Abby Kopman-Pettig at UC Berkeley.
We are still down about 1 in 10 childcare jobs as compared with February of 2020. So that's a fairly significant loss of jobs and therefore loss of spaces.
Finding full-time daycare has allowed some women to return to full-time jobs. Liz Wirtz's 2-year-old son is at Cindy's Center in Indianapolis. Wirtz is a financial advisor. Her husband's a video editor. Early in the pandemic, she stopped working full-time to be home with her 2 kids. About a year ago, she got a great job offer. They'd need daycare at more than $1,200 a month, but they decided it was worth it.
Might be hard in the beginning just because of where our salaries are right now, but I have a pretty good future potential with my job.
Still, it's a challenge. She has to juggle responsibilities when her kids are sick or out of school.
Working full-time in a male-dominated industry has added its own, like, domestic care gap. It often falls majority on the woman to kind of clear her schedule or take off work.
Those challenges have led a lot of women to partially pull back from the workforce, says Jasmine Tucker at the National Women's Law Center.
Women are disproportionately likely to shift from full-time to part-time and to do so to provide care for others.
Sometimes that's a choice for women with enough income and childcare options. Neeraja LaMotta lives in Brooklyn. She's got a 6-year-old in school, a 3.5-year-old in half-time daycare, and a part-time job in food marketing.
It's been a fabulous way to have some of the like pride that you can take in work and your career, but at the same time to sign off around, 1:30 and say, okay, I'm going to switch back to mom mode now. COVID changed our perspective on why we work full-time and how much time we want to spend with our kids.
But sometimes going part-time is a necessity. Daniela Knight lives in Annapolis, Maryland. She has 3 young kids. Her husband works full-time. She went from juggling 2 jobs, property management and sleep consulting, to now just working 1 contract job.
It's not full-time. I'm not able to have, because we don't have childcare. The children get out of school at 2:40. There's no aftercare.
That's one reason some women have dropped out of the workforce entirely since the pandemic hit, says economist Catherine Lim at the Minneapolis Fed.
Particularly among less educated couples, there was a shift from dual participant families to families with only 1 adult in the labor market. The substantial driver of this shift was women with kids, with caregiving responsibilities.
By working a part-time job, Daniela Knight is trying to keep her hand in to contribute to the family budget, but
it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
Knight's youngest child just started kindergarten. She's not sure when she'll be able to work and earn full-time again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.